It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Everyone, and welcome to episode 97 of the Taking Notes Podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and today I am here with Yaakov Cohen, who's the CEO of Mainsoft. Yaakov, welcome back to the Taking Notes Podcast.
Oh, thank you, Bruce. Thank you. Great to be back.
So let's jump right in. And Yaakov, I want to ask you about a statistic from your press release that says that companies can spend, say, one-tenth the amount of money that they would migrating, say, from Domino to Exchange by implementing your SharePoint Integrator product. Can you tell everyone a little bit more about, you know, how this is so?
Yes, so we are working with companies which are no jobs and which have been working also with SharePoint. And what we show them is that they can really take advantage of both Notes and SharePoint. So they can do all their email on Notes, and they can share documents and calendars on SharePoint, and really get a fully integrated product suite between Notes and SharePoint. And indeed, they can actually do that for a tenth of what it would take to migrate to Outlook and Exchange. I think, you know, we all know that the migration is pretty expensive. According to analysts, it's somewhere just for email between $200 and $300 per user per mailbox. So you can actually, in this difficult economic environment, we have seen a lot of companies saying, you know, we really want to integrate rather than migrate. We want to take advantage of our existing assets, and we want to be able to use our SharePoint that we have already invested in, and we want to be able to do that from Notes. And actually, we deliver a better integration between Notes and SharePoint than the integration available between Outlook and SharePoint. So you end up getting a better integration at one-tenth of the cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's quite a compelling statistic, especially, you know, when you do hear, you know, companies wanting to migrate and SharePoint being the, you know, the catalyst for that migration. So that's good to know. And like you said, the fact that that Notes integrates better with SharePoint than does Outlook with SharePoint, That's pretty cool. So, can you tell us, you know, what some of the main differences between 2.0 of SharePoint Integrator and the prior version are?
Sure. A couple of things. So we have some new integration points, and we are really taking advantage of the Notes 8.5 client, which is coming up with a number of improvements. So, for example, we enable now, using the Notes 8.5 calendar, you can aggregate multiple SharePoint team calendars directly from your Notes 8.5 calendar. So you end up having a complete view on all your time constraints. I can take a look at my sales calendar, which is my sales team calendar residing on SharePoint. I can take a look on my marketing calendar with all the shows that our company will be actually attending. And I have my own personal calendar on Notes. I may have a Google calendar for my community. Now I have one place, Notes 8.5, when I can see all these calendars as an overlaid at once. So that's one feature which is important, really enabling me to do a better job managing my company team. It's really useful to use team calendars if you want really, for example, to track, well, all the important customer meetings which your sales team is having in the field. So you can ask your team to actually publish on SharePoint or on Quicker using a team calendar all the important meetings. And then you can see you can see the SharePoint team calendar from your Notes personal calendar. And you can even create additional SharePoint team events directly from your Notes calendar. So you can stay focused on your job. You don't need to open a browser and all of a sudden you end up watching a news site and you don't really know what you are trying to do. So really managing time and optimizing time management for your team from Notes 8.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
that's one.
I'm sorry.
Sure. No.
Go ahead.
Good. Maybe I should give an high-level view. So calendar, Notes 8.5 support, the ability also to replace attachment with links to take storage down, and the fact that we support now the Microsoft Cloud with SharePoint Online. So you can drag and drop documents and email from Notes to a SharePoint Online site.
So is all that done in the sidebar of the Notes client, Yaakov?
Exactly, Bruce. As you have seen, if you remember, we sat together at Lotusphere. Everything is being done very easily from the Notes sidebar. For calendar, we have also integrated within the Notes 8.5 user interface. You have a shared calendar option in Notes 8.5, and now you can also add a SharePoint calendar if you have installed the main SharePoint integrator for Lotus Notes. So we are completely integrated within Notes 8.5. You can also reduce storage costs, which is really key these days because of the economy. You know, I talk to IT executives, they impose quota and sometimes not very realistic quota, and people start getting really busy creating archive files in order to not exceed the quota, and people missing emails. So there are better ways to reduce storage, email storage, rather than imposing arbitrary quota. So for example, we introduce replace attachment with links. This ability to, if you are sending a bunch of attachments to a lot of folks, you may be causing a lot of storage costs. You know, if for example, a 4 meg email to 1,000 folks, it ends up becoming 4 gig of space, and this needs to be backed up, and it has a lot of implication in terms of cost. So the SharePoint integrator prompts you and say, would you like to replace attachment with links? Actually, this can be provisioned for central IT. So you can, for example, say that automatically the attachment will be replaced with links unless the user override it. So that's for companies which are very aggressive on cost savings. They can really promote the sending links rather than attachment. The other thing, you can just be asked every time. This can be also a provision. Or you can send links and only if the user really sends attachment. So the idea is really to not sending redundant files, to try to be a little more cautious about what you're doing and really saving space, saving bandwidth, saving energy. You know, it's really a green behavior of taking care of the environment and not just throwing a bunch of files out there in the internet and creating a lot of copies on file servers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's an important feature.
No, it's very interesting. It works much like the Quicker connectors do for Quicker. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. The one thing that we have done is it works across Domino server. So not just, so we have customers with like 200 Domino servers. So this will work even if your recipients are across multiple Domino server, which I think is really important. The other thing, it works well with Domino 8.5, because with Domino 8.5, you have the DAO architecture, right? When the Domino 8.5 server save only one file per Domino server, one copy of the attachment per Domino server, even if the attachment has been sent to 1,000 folks. But we complete the Domino 8.5 server because we work across Domino server. So you can expand the savings even if you are not using Domino 8.5, or if you are using Domino 8.5, this works also across Domino servers.
Okay, that's totally cool. So you are taking advantage of DAOs.
Exactly. We are completing DAOs. The difference is that DAOs The difference is that you need to make sure that the recipients, the folks you send the email to, have access to your SharePoint site. And so that's something with Domino 8.5 you don't need to worry about. On the other end, we work across Domino Server, which is something which is not actually accomplished. If you send, for example, the same email with people sitting on different Domino Server, you will end up with Domino 8.5 of one copy per Domino Server. Here, you will have only one copy period, as long as you make sure of the SharePoint access.
Okay, very cool. A question that I have that some people may be interested in, you know, you guys sell SharePoint Integrator. Are there any ways that developers can take advantage of some of the things that are offered in your tool, from like LotusScript or Java or other like Eclipse plugins, or is it kind of a CAN type of thing?
No, actually, we have developed the ability to create composite application, taking advantage of Node 8 architecture and the support to wire between nodes application. So we can expose an API to actually access SharePoint contents. So you could, for example, do your own composite application. We have an example on our website where you have a call center application. Every time you click on a node's contacts, all the documents belonging to this specific contact are being displayed by the SharePoint integrator. Okay, so you can think about it. You want to know what's going on with this customer, if he has filled, how many forms he has filled, and what type of forms this customer has filled. So you can wire the SharePoint sidebar, the SharePoint integrator can be wired to your Node contacts or to any Domino application.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To Idea Jam, if you want, and everything would just play together.
Oh, cool. So, Yaakov, earlier you mentioned that you support, Microsoft Cloud services. Can you give an example of, to illustrate for the listeners what exactly, this does?
Yes. Yeah, so, for example, you can, from the SharePoint integrator, you can register SharePoint sites. So you can register SharePoint sites residing on-premise in your intranet, or you can have an hosted SharePoint site, either SharePoint Online, which is a Microsoft hosted service, or it can be another service, any basically hosted SharePoint hosted site. The fact is that our architecture does not require any SharePoint installation. So you don't need to deal with installing software on SharePoint, which make it really easy to support over the cloud a SharePoint service. So then once you have done that, you can take, for example, let's say an email. You have an email with a bunch of attachments, and you want to share that with folks outside your intranet. So you can simply drag and drop this document, this email, with all the attachments, and it's going to be saved as HTML on the SharePoint site. Which means now people outside your intranet can take a look at this email that you have shared, and they can click on the attachment. It's all saved in one HTML file.
Okay, that's one
example.
Right?
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
So is it one message at a time? Is it multiple messages? Are there any limitations? And the other question I have is when it's being sent off to the cloud, do you have full control of your notes client at that point? It's just the SharePoint integrator doing all the work behind the scenes?
Exactly. Actually, we have implemented asynchronous drag and drop. So first, as you ask, this is user-driven, meaning you do it only for an email that you think should be shared by the team. So let's say you are working on responding to an RFP with your team. A customer sent you a request for proposal. You want to quickly have the whole team work on it. So rather than, and you may have updates coming in and out about this RFP. So what you do, rather than forwarding email all the time, you can simply send the email, including the body and all the attachment, on a SharePoint site. So now it's being shared by your entire team. And then the EFA is updated version, they can be replaced. So everybody knows that they are working on the latest, greatest. And as you, the other thing is that, as I mentioned, it's asynchronous drag and drop, meaning it's not going to hang your Notes client. You know, sometimes the issue with hosted services, Lotus Live, Microsoft Online, is that sometimes performance are pretty slow. So, and you end up having the whole client basically hang until the operation is complete. You know, now we cannot change the law of physics. If you're uploading an 8 mega file on the remote service, that's going to take the same time with us or without us. However, we do it asynchronously on a different thread. So basically, the Node client will stay reactive. It will respond to you, and in the background, the task is going to be completed.
Gotcha. That's pretty cool. I like your saying that we can't change the law of physics. I like to use that for some customers of mine sometimes. But
Feel free. No royalty required.
Cool. One other thing that I picked up on in your press release was some of the stats that came back. I believe you did a poll on LotusUserGroup.org, and I was surprised to see how many note shops are up against SharePoint. Not up against, but needing, right, something like SharePoint Integrator, because they actually do, in fact, have SharePoint coming out or being rolled out in their organization. So those stats, what was it? Do you have those stats on hand?
Yeah, it was 78%. 78% of the Lotus User Group folks which responded said they had SharePoint and they saw the integration as a high priority.
Yeah, and that's pretty high. So, well, Yaakov, anything else you want to add to tell everyone about your SharePoint Integrator product?
No, I just think people need to think out of the box, and the fact that they got SharePoint in the organization doesn't mean they need to move everything to a monolithic stack. You can actually get best of both worlds. If SharePoint has already been deployed within your organization, you can, as a Notes administrator, you can actually integrate and deliver a great user experience to your business users at one-tenth of the cost of migration. So I think it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, so do I. Okay, so people can learn more about Mainsoft's SharePoint Integrator 2.0 product at www.mainsoft.com. And if you do make contact with Mainsoft, just tell them you learned about the product on the Taking Notes podcast. And Yaakov, it's a pleasure to speak with you again. It was a pleasure meeting you at Lotusphere 2009. And keep us posted of new and exciting stuff coming out of Mainsoft.
Okay, thank you very much, Bruce, for having me. It was a pleasure talking again on the Notes podcast.